Now, that's not all that was taking place. The temple is defiled. Now, he is shown something else. Verse 5, then said he unto me, Son of man, lift up thine eyes now in the way toward the north. He said he lifted up his eyes, and at the gate of the altar, this image of jealousy in the entrance. There it was. No longer worshiping the living and true God, but breaking the first two commandments. And here we find that there was something else that took place. Verse 7, he brought me to the door of the court. When I looked, behold, a hole in the wall. Then said he unto me, Son of man, dig now in the wall. And when I digged in the wall, behold, a door. And he said unto me, go in, and behold the wicked abominations that they do here. Now, I don't see how, if he was carried over there in spirit, how in the world he can crawl through a hole. And if he's in spirit, why dig a way through? And how does a spirit dig a hole? I don't know. You'd have to explain that if you don't accept the fact he was taken over there bodily. I believe that was what happened. Now, he goes through there and apparently brought down into a basement, down into a cave. And what does he find down there? Verse 11, and there stood before them 70 men of the ancients of the house of Israel. And every man here had his censer in his hand, and a thick cloud of incense went up. And he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen what the ancients of the house of Israel do in the dark, every man in the chambers of his imagery? For they say, the Lord seeth us not. The Lord hath forsaken the earth. Now, you see, they dismiss God. They say he's not watching us. Now, I read to you from a brilliant young rabbi, and he takes the position, God is dead. That's another way of saying he's not looking at you, and that we're not responsible to him, and therefore we owe him nothing, and we'll do as we please today. And that's exactly what these people were doing. Now they are worshiping there, apparently this image, and they have become idolaters, and they're doing it in secret. You talk about a secret lodge. They sure had one now in the temple there. Now, not only that was taking place, but something else was happening there also. And let me read down now, verse 13. He said unto me, turn yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations that they do. Then he brought me to the door of the gate of the Lord's house, which was toward the north. And behold, there sat women weeping for Tammuz. Then said he unto me, hast thou seen this, O son of man? Do you see what they're doing? The women now were engaged in this type of a thing, and it was actually an awful thing that they were doing here. Tammuz is the Babylonian. Dumuzi, that was the god of spring vegetation. He dies down in the fall and winter, and he goes down to Hades, and he revives again with each returning summer. And the worship of this god was practiced by Phoenicia, and they spread it, that cult, around over to Greece, and Tammuz over there became Adonis, and these weeping women celebrated the death of the god, and that means it's fall and everything dies, but it's coming back out in the spring. That was the worship of nature, and that is what we have here. But that's not all, and I passed over this, and I should not have, back in verse 10. So I went in and saw, and behold, every form of creeping things and abominable beasts and all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed upon the wall round about. Now, what were they doing? They are worshiping the creature rather than the Creator. And that is as low as they could go, because that is man when he has absolutely repudiated the living and true God. He'll turn to this type of thing. And you find that was what they were doing down in the land of Egypt, you remember. They were worshiping down there every kind of beast. And that's the reason the plagues of Egypt were aimed at the different gods of Egypt. And most of them animal or bugs and that type of thing. Now, when men sink that low, they can't go any lower. Read the first chapter of Romans. When they knew God, they glorified him not as God, and they kept going down, and they began to worship the creature rather than the Creator. That means that Israel now has sunk down to the level of the nations round about them. Now, what does that mean? Actually, lower than many of the nations round about them. They were no longer a witness for the living and true God. That means he'll destroy the temple.